Good morning, everyone. God is good. Amen. Let's really thank the Lord. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to, am I loud? I don't know why. I mean, it's that Charlton Heston sound. This is the day that the Lord has made, as they're going to turn me down a little bit. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And we just welcome all those that are tuning in live from around the world. And we just thank you so much for joining us this morning. And it's good to have each and every one of you in our early service this morning. We're going to be in the book of Jude this morning again. We just started that last Sunday. I hope you're able to pick that up. And let me read our text to you this morning. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and read beginning in verse 1, or let me read. It says, as Jude writes this, he says, Jude, a bondservant, a slave, if you will, of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified, or literally those who are called and loved by God the Father, preserved in Christ Jesus, mercy, peace, love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our text we're going to be covering now this morning. But I want to remind you, everyone say remind you. Very important, and I want to remind you too. I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain and left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah,